notorious, so notorious. Hey, happy Sunday morning, Alex.
Happy Sunday morning.
All right, so Alex and I decided to try something a little different to shake things up this week. We didn't do a podcast during the bye.
That's because we're having the Tua Bowl today.
Yes, so we said let's get together for the game. So Alex came down, and we're going to do a little bit of talking pregame, a little bit of talking during halftime, and a little bit more recording, you know, wrap things up, you know, really talk about stuff at the end of the game.
We've got about, what, Scott, 15 minutes before kickoffs, right?
Yeah, 15 minutes before kickoffs.
Okay, let's start it off with the most important thing, which is the injury report. Now we know who's in, who's out, and the first one that I saw was X is out. Which that means that they're going to pass the hell out of that ball today. Besides running, they're going to be able to, I think, pass. If I'm them, I'm passing the ball. But what? Who else is out?
Yeah. So I looked up the official injury report, and at this time it just says on the Dolphins website, right? And it's not. It doesn't appear to be final, but I started laughing when I saw it because there were so many names on it. So,
and that's after a week.
Are we ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, so let's just do questionables first. These are all questionable. And I already know Grant's out. So anyways, it just lists Jesse Davis, Jakeem Grant, Trent Harris, Xavien Howard, Rashad Jones, Chris LeMond, Bobby McCain, Albert Wilson, Jamal Wiltz, Johnson Betamosi, and Kalen Ballage as all questionable.
That's unbelievable. That's what a week that we had a bye.
And then there's three more, Charles Harris, Daniel Kilgore, and Mark Walton. And they don't have a status next to them, but they're on the injury report.
Wow.
That's kind of freaky, bizarre. It's like half the team. And I think the Redskins are playing a similar game. At least the number of names on their injury report is roughly the same. It's like half their team. So they have 5 listed as out and only one questionable, and the rest have that little dash. I guess that means, it means they're on the injury report, but their practice and game status is not listed at this time. Not listed is what that little dash means. So out is Josh Harvey, Clemens, Wes Martin, Jordan Reed, who I saw went on injured reserve this week, Vernon Davis, and I don't want to butcher this guy's name. His last name's Everett. And then one questionable, Donald Penn, and the rest all have, like, not listed.
Well, I'm reading the Dolphins inactive.
Okay, and, you got the latest.
I got the latest, and it's, of course, our fullback, Cox is out. Grant is out. Howard is out. Reed is out. Really, that's the major players. Gaskin is inactive as well.
Okay.
And Chris Reed, the offensive guard, is out. So basically, it looks like McCain is going to play and is going to suit up.
Okay.
So there we have it.
Well, he'll be our one then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it looks like I think Wilson is going to play for the first time this year.
Really?
Appears to be active. That's pretty cool. Albert Wilson.
Yeah.
Slot receiver, and see what happens. So here we go. Listen, Tua Bowl. Yesterday I watched Tua play.
Uh-huh.
He threw his first interception of the year. He had 4 touchdown passes. He looked incredible. His accuracy is phenomenal. He looks like, you know, great athlete. He's the guy we need. So this is the Tua Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to first game we're ever going to watch where we kind of want us to lose, right? I mean, let's be perfectly honest.
Scott, once the ball is in the air, I can't imagine.
Scott,
we
win this game, okay, we right now stand.
Do the percentage.
We are in the high 70s right now,
yeah,
according to ESPN, to win the Tua lottery. These guys are like 11%.
Uh-huh.
This thing will flip tremendously if we lose this game.
If we win this game.
Excuse me, if we win this game. And Adam Beasley wrote a great article. I don't want to get into it. We don't have time now. But really talking about how devastating that one victory could be throughout history. It's happened to many, many teams. And then you end up with a second pick, and that second pick has turned out to be guys to the name of...
Please, no Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf.
Oh, God.
Exactly. That year...
We remember, guys, we live in San Diego.
That year, San Diego...
We went through all that crap while they were here.
Well, San Diego...
Laughing at them.
San Diego beat Indianapolis, and they, and Indy got that first pick, and they were tanking.
Yes.
So here we go. So we got this game, as much as I hate to say this first time, but I'm ever going to publicly at least say this this year, we, I think... You know, this game we have to lose to get the number one pick.
All right, let's go get in front of the TV and see what's happening against the Washington Redskins.
Let's go.
Have some more.
And we'll talk at halftime.
All right, we'll be back. All right, it is now halftime.
And the score is 7-3, Scott.
Yep.
First thing I saw in this half is it looks like both teams are, there's a reason why they're both without a victory. They don't look good. Our blocking continues to be terrible. Offensive line. But interesting, Drake did not start the game.
Yeah, Walton started.
Walton started, and he's looking, you know, he's looking as well as you can look. I mean, he's got 8 carries for 28 yards. Averaging 5.6 yards per carry. Drake has got 6 carries. He's got actually more carries than Walton does, but he's only had 20 yards, and he's got 3.3. And Balazs has got that 1 carry on the fake punt, which was great.
Surprised us all.
That was really nice.
I was laughing because I was still like trying to cook breakfast for the kids and us, and your first comment was, this is unwatchable. We need to have all 6 games on the screen.
Yeah. it's a difficult game to digest, but so far, here's what we're looking at. We're outplaying the Redskins statistically, which is interesting.
Yeah, both offensively and defensively, and then we just gave up the big play as we often do. They had one drive, you know, with good runs, and then our defensive rookie there, Webster, falls down in man-on-man coverage in the end zone to give up an easy touchdown.
Well, I mean, when I say statistically outplaying them, okay, we're not exactly crushing them in anything.
Right.
Obviously, we're losing, but look, we got twice their first downs. They have 5. We got 10.
Mm-hmm.
Total yards, 138-104.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, wow.
It's a barf fest.
And the time of possession, that's very interesting. 18 minutes and 57 seconds for us, 11 minutes for them.
Okay.
Which that hasn't That's happened.
Right. We're winning the time of possession.
I mean, so really, this game is up for grabs.
I mean,
Tua is up for grabs right now.
Both are up for grabs.
And, you know, it's funny because we were joking about it because every true Dolphin fan knows that we played these guys Super Bowl 7 when we went undefeated.
Yep.
The 17-0 season.
Mm-hmm.
And we played them in Super Bowl 17 the year before we drafted Marino.
Yeah, when Riggins beat us.
Single-handedly.
I have not forgotten that.
And Walker had a touchdown return.
There was still a 10-point turnaround or a 14-point turnaround that I remember where I felt like we should have won that game because Riggins fumbled. And we picked it up and ran it in for a touchdown the whole length of the field. And then they said it wasn't a fumble. If there was instant replay back and at that time, that was a touchdown for us. That's
been
a 14-point swing.
It would have been awesome.
Yep. I still remember that to this day. Everyone, you know, post-game is, oh, Riggins destroyed the Dolphins. And I was so pissed. I was like, no, he fumbled. It's a 14-point swing right there. Never forget it.
Back to this game, I think the second half, it's going to be obviously whoever scores the one touchdown, because I think that's the whole key. If we can hold them and they scored one touchdown, if we scored one touchdown, we could win this thing with a couple of field goals and a touchdown.
We could. I just got 3 more comments.
Uh-huh.
One is continuing to evaluate whether Gesicki is a player or building to be a player going forward. I know you've been out on him since his rookie year, but I'm still out. When a tight end catches a ball along the sideline running and he's got open space and one guy. You either run through that guy, you run over that guy, you run around that guy, you get that first down, and he runs out of bounds. He tiptoes the sideline, gets pushed out of bounds easily. He's not a tight end in the NFL.
No. He's not.
Even
bottom
the
line.
Backup O'Leary would have lowered his shoulder and at least tried to plow through that guy and get a couple more yards.
And that's just, why, you know, he's catching those little passes going up. But look, on this game, another positive that I did see was Wilson looks pretty good out there.
It's nice to see him back.
Yeah, he looks
very quick.
Yeah. And I think he'll make a great replacement. I think that was the idea that he will replace Landry.
Mm-hmm.
As our slot receiver, and it looks like that's exciting. And Rosen, when Rosen is given time, he looks he throws on the money. I mean, it's just,
well, and that's just the thing. 4 sacks in the first quarter,
yeah,
and tons
tough.
Of pressures. He doesn't have time.
I know you made the comment about why are we not throwing down? You know, we know the answer. We can't go downfield because we don't have the time. But, you know, the second half of the
one
Tua
Mississippi,
Bowl,
boom.
Yeah, so yeah, exactly. So the Tua Bowl now takes the second half. It's exciting. Obviously, we're still rooting for our Dolphins to win, even though we know that may be the worst thing that happens to our franchise.
It was good to see Sanders finally break that curse or whatever.
Yeah,
he made a field goal.
But now here's the thing. The second half, where we all season have scored
zero
points.
Yes. Will we score?
Will we score? And I think we will.
I think we will too.
It's going to be exciting. Let's see how the Tua Bowl. See you on a.
All right. Hopefully the refs won't stop another drive like they did with that phantom call.
Oh man, on Preston, that was terrible.
Yes,
that was terrible.
It was ridiculous.
That was a first down. But maybe the refs are in the old tanking thing. We were joking about that.
Yeah,
maybe
Mr. Ross had a little. Secret meeting ahead of time. Or sent his representative, right? He wouldn't do it himself.
Let's make sure that we get a couple of bad calls here. Well, let's see how it goes second half, man. I don't know what to root for except good football and let the football gods make a decision where we go from here, man.
All right.
Second half.
We'll come back when the game is over.
There you go.
Okay, the game has just ended.
Tua. Well, yeah, we're right. We did what we had to do. We played a great game and we lost. And do you think Tua was watching?
That would be really interesting to know, wouldn't it? If he's sitting there going,
I would love
which one of these two.
I would love to see a Miami. I know his answer is going to be very.
Well, the Bengals lost also, right? So we still don't have the first pick.
Yeah, we hope it's a nice corporate answer by him as far as that other question. Yeah, Bengals did lose, yes.
So.
But my corporate answer would be like, oh, I don't care who I go play for, you know, that type of thing.
Sure. That's the right thing to say.
The right thing. I bet he's watching going, well, listen, that last play, the guy who last year did the Miracle of Miami.
Yeah, Drake.
Drake, he... I don't know. I mean, I know you're right. That guy.
He saw
that guy
the linebacker was one step away and moving at him. So
it was a terrible
even
design.
Though I believe in Drake in the sense that he makes the first guy miss. We've
sometimes,
talked about that in the past
sometimes,
a lot. That he was going to get creamed had he brought that ball in. So
we needed a better design. I hope we grow as our coaches because that's
gonna
just...
you know, well. I mean, they didn't practice that play well enough. The wide receivers didn't take out the people they were supposed to take out. I'm not sure exactly. Or whether that linebacker was inside and just popped outside and was just uncovered as part of that screen. But
yeah, I mean, well, bottom line is, well, we're alive for the Tua. The Tua Bowl was won by the Miami Dolphins.
So
isn't that strange?
I can remember all these times in our history, you know, Dan Marino games or not, you know, where I always, you know, me and Kinger especially used to refer to us as the cardiac kids because it would come down to something like this. You know, last drive of the game, I can remember beating the Patriots even when the team wasn't good, last drive of the game coming down and picking off Brady or something in the end zone in Miami. But yeah, this was the wrong kind of cardiac. This is a reverse backwards.
Yeah, putting Fritz in. I mean, listen,
so we've broken the no scoring in the second half.
We scored in the second half.
Two touchdowns.
Twice.
Yes.
Twice. We got 3 points in the first quarter.
A comeback,
as we know,
competitive game. Nobody gave up. Nobody,
the first half. Yeah.
Yes.
No, we play. Listen, that one thing about the Dolphins, and the announcer actually referred to this, that there is no quit on them. We really, that's a great thing that we want to see the whole season carry through.
I mean, we got a bunch of kids. Our offensive line is so overwhelmed.
And you know, Williams should have cut outside. Yeah, you know, that late in the game when Preston got that ball,
yeah,
he killed a lot of the clock. I mean, there's just the Dolphins still are kind of like, we don't know how to win. And we're still probably the most inexperienced raw team in the NFL, and showing.
But look at all the rookie defensive backs that are out there. I mean, McLaurin was just having a field day.
He was.
Burning us whenever he
had
wanted
possibly,
to.
Possibly, well, not say.
Well, he only dropped one, right?
But that he would have caught that. He would have had a monster day. He had a pretty big day as it is.
Yep. I mean, right out of the half, we went three and out, and they, you know, threw a touchdown pass to him, a 33-yard touchdown pass to McLaurin.
No. He was.
And
was
Rosen hardiest. Looked bad today. I mean, I know he was getting his butt kicked in the first quarter, but, you know, two picks, three picks? What's your stats? I've lost track already. I know that my notes say one of those picks was he had a clean pocket and lots of time and still threw a pick.
Yeah, he did. He didn't look well. He didn't look good. But, you know, I think Walton was our best looking back, as we said at halftime. He's still in the second half. He looked really good again, and I think our team, we no quit. It was fantastic.
The kid can run and he can catch, and he can catch and run. So even if he ends up being our first down or first starting back
or change of pace
back, either way, I think he's going to pay dividends.
We need a back that's more of a, you know, an everyday, every down back, and we don't really have that.
We thought that was going to be Ballage, but clearly
it's not. It's not. And Drake, obviously, it's not.
Drake is explosive and makes the first guy miss. You know, I still feel... saying no on Drake.
You and Gusecki and Drake.
Stop the Gusecki.
You, Gusecki, and Drake.
No.
Those are the guys you keep believing. No, listen, Gusecki got knocked down the second half. We both cracked up at this.
Yes.
The defensive back.
And they're saying that should have been a flag. He's allowed to make contact.
It was 5 yards.
Within 5 yards.
It was 5 yards.
And it was one hand to his chest.
And knocked him down.
And knocked him down.
He's crying about it.
I think he's such a wuss. But
if I was him, I'd be running off the field embarrassed.
Yeah. Like, how did that guy push me down? Well, a defensive back pushed me down. A tight end is supposed to be a powerful, strong.
He knocked him on his ass, and then he, you know, it shouldn't have been a penalty at all.
Well, if we're going to call him on that, then we also have to say he made the best catch of his career, at least as a Dolphin in this game
also. Yeah, he did.
In the drive that would have tied if we'd gone for one, I guess. That final drive, right? They caught the ball by the end of the ball. It was an amazing catch.
Great catch by Gusecki there. Finally did something for the country there. But look, I'm glad that Flores went for the 2 point.
Me too.
I'm also just curious what a terrible play. It just didn't look like it had a chance to make it. If it did, he would have had to make this guy miss. It's just throw the damn ball in the end zone. I mean, I saw Houston. We were watching several games, and we saw Houston go for two, and they threw the ball in the end zone.
Yeah.
I mean, isn't that what, you know, you want to do?
Yeah. The receiver shielded the DB. Hopkins shielded the DB, you know, just.
Well, we got a couple of big receivers. Last time I checked, Parker and Preston are not midgets out there, okay?
They can do the same thing.
Big boys.
Yeah.
They are some big boys.
And supposedly Gusecki, but, you know.
Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. He would have been pushed down the line of scrimmage. He wouldn't have gotten out. So, no, he couldn't throw it again. We have yet to throw one of those jump balls to Gusecki that we talked about. Listen, we got to draft a better tight end. That's one of the things. I don't think it's a top priority based on. We were talking about this, guys.
Right. Earlier today, yes. Mm-hmm. And I said, you said, you know, we both have all along, even before all of the people got stripped from the team that we didn't necessarily expect would get stripped between the team, we said we're going to be a bad team this year because both our offensive line and our defensive line are terrible.
Really bad.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so that, I mean, when you look at why does Vegas rate us as the worst team in the league before.
Hey, we beat Vegas today.
Before, we did.
We 3.5 point dogs.
Before we did this last minute strip of the last remaining talent, the trade of Tunsil, all of that stuff, we knew we were going to be bad because of offensive line and defensive line. But we're way worse than we even thought we were going to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it today. So we picked Tua, first pick.
Second pick, right tackle.
Right tackle, yeah.
Right tackle.
And then Alex sends that into our tech circle, and I started chuckling, and I'm just like, you know what? Let's just draft all offensive linemen this year, and then in 2021, draft all defensive linemen and see how that one works out for us.
Obviously, we want to get the best player available on those things.
But, it was a joke.
But getting a right tackle now is imperative.
It is.
It's imperative.
It
now,
is.
Tua's looking more and more like the guy that's going to come to our team. I mean, it's all between
this
us.
This was
and
the
Cincy.
Tool Bowl. We lost the game and won and the Tool Bowl.
So, yes. Loser wins, so to speak.
Yes.
Interesting
so
game.
So weird,
I mean,
dude.
It's strange as hell, man. But, you know, bottom line is it's over. We did lose by 1 point. Here's an interesting fact I'll throw out there. Again, maybe the football gods, the alliance, whatever it is, the stars are aligning. But had Howard played today?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't know.
Would McLaurin have had all those touchdowns?
I don't think so.
Probably not.
I don't think so.
Not if we'd lined him up one-on-one the way playing a lot of man, right?
X would have given him a hard time.
I don't see him falling down in the end zone the way the rookie Webb did there. And
yeah, that was just suspicious.
Yeah, that was weird.
He just he just fell, and nobody touched him.
So what else did you see in the second half? I mean, when Fitz first came in there, I honestly said, "What the hell?" I thought we were really working out Rosen.
Something about that we were trying to spare Rosen from the beating he was taking. It wasn't any different than any other week.
No, I mean, if it had continued like the first quarter, then maybe. I mean, you're going to get him hurt if there's four sacks and eight hits or whatever.
We controlled
crazy.
The clock by about 5 minutes at the end. Okay, that's great. We lost to them. They got more yardage than us. I mean, it was our chance to win a game. This is the team. I don't think the Jets, as we all people have said, I think the Jets have advantage on us, unfortunately. Next week, we got Buffalo, and that's definitely going to be a nightmare up in Buffalo. I don't see us winning that game.
No.
So it's going to be a rough year. I think the Tua situation is very strong. What I did see, again, no quitting the team. I saw Gesicki, like we said, a big, big problem. Our defense having a tremendous
except for his
heart.
One amazing catch.
Okay, one catch, and he fell, and they knock him down. They forgot to knock him down.
Well, you know, the other problem we talked about in the first part of the podcast, from the first half.
Yeah.
There's a running out of bounds.
Yeah, and the fact that Rosen, Fritz brought such a spark to the team.
Yeah, came in and fired and, you know.
I mean, we were now had gone, 9 quarters without scoring a touchdown.
In the second half. Yeah.
And Fritz came in, that scored one, scored two.
Yep.
And coach's decision.
It made the game fun, but what do us long-term fans even think in that situation? I'm like, oh my God, yes.
You know, how did I feel? I want to win the Tua Bowl. I want that quarterback that's a game changer, the once in a lifetime opportunity that Tua appears to be.
Yeah.
You
watched him yesterday. You said that
he looked great
earlier.
Again, it's so hard to judge because even though they were playing a ranked team, I think Texas A&M was 24th with Jumbo Fisher out there. They were like 24th ranked. The talent of Alabama was so much better. But he threw his first interception, and the rest were touchdowns. He sprinkles the ball all over the field. Throws it to everybody.
Hey, let's take a 2-second break and listen to Coach Flores.
Great. Let's do it.
Okay, so what did you think of Flores' press conference?
You know, listen, he's on the money about the things he was talking about. I found it interesting that he mentioned that Walton, the reason they're so attracted to starting him and everything else was his pass protection.
Mm-hmm.
that he said was, you know, really solid. And he spoke well about, you know, the team as a whole. He talked about adjustments that they made at halftime, something you and I have, and all fans have been looking at saying, why are we not doing that?
Yep.
I think that they did some pass protection. They changed things around. And the second half, not so much the third quarter, but obviously with the when Fritz went in, we finally scored. And we almost won this game. I don't know whether that's good or bad.
There was, I mean, there was obvious adjustments.
Uh-huh.
They were effective.
Yes.
Run game, pass game, play calling, Fitz playing better. It was all really interesting to see. I mean, Balazs didn't get a whole lot of touches today, but he did score our first point. He's the one who scored our first points in the second half for the whole season with his, you know, power running it in.
Yeah, I'm not
second and goal.
Yeah, I'm not
second
a big,
attempt.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of his. I just think that, you know, he did the fake punt as we talked about in the first half that he ran 6 yards for a first down.
Yeah, that was a key play.
That was a key play.
So he had two key plays in this game.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did. Yes. You know, listen,
and they were both successful essentially.
Yeah. Bottom line, Walton looks like the better back right now of all three.
I know you like him better.
I like him.
I still I don't know. I still love Drake, and I don't think we have him in the right spot, you know, or he's not getting the right opportunities, or, you know, the offensive line problem.
Walton looked, he ran with authority.
Yeah.
He's pass protection.
Hey, I'm
excellent.
Happy.
I'm
happy
really
with
happy
it.
With the kid.
So.
And I'm the rest of the team, you know, I think the bottom line, we got to keep playing hard, not quitting. Pushing hard. And
I see
going
Williams
forward.
Continuing to grow. I mean, look at the punt return.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. He's a big kid, but it's got some speed.
Uh-huh.
You know, he really has, and he has a, I think he's going to be a tremendous asset moving forward for our team. Just keep growing, Dolphins. Let's keep growing. Let's keep the season. He gets
over whatever mental thing has been during the season
his
with
his drops, his hands. Which started the last preseason game,
right?
Like something like that. It's kind of kept there going, but. Listen, I mean, I think that obviously we like what we see. He's got the measurables, that size, the speed, the strong hands, which he had shown before. Like, you know, he was really picking that ball out and ripping it in. Hopefully he can stop with the drops. And
it was good to see Albert Wilson back in there today.
Yeah, I thought he looked, you know, for first game back, he looked excellent. I think as a slot receiver, like we said in the first half, he's going to fulfill a lot of what I think the Dolphins staff was thinking of, you know, replacing Landry.
Yeah.
And he's looking the part. I mean, quick as hell, as we know.
Yeah, that's the difference. I mean, Landry was the hands guy who makes a ton of catches but doesn't get much yak.
Wilson doesn't seem to drop the ball.
And Wilson, I'm not criticizing it, but maybe he's not, I don't know, maybe just doesn't have the knack for being open all the time. Or Tannehill was just Mr. Check Down to Landry, and that's why he got so many millions of passes.
Well, it was Gase also. Gase loves those
sure,
check
sure.
downs. Come on, we can,
yeah.
We're going to be,
But the difference between the two, of course, is Wilson has the speed and the moves to break these, you know, get a lot of yak out
yeah,
of
so
it.
Yeah, so I think we saw a lot of positives today. Granted, we're, you know, playing a very bad team.
Yeah.
I mean, Flores, in his press conference, one of the things that hit me, he had that Belichick thing about praising his opponent.
Right.
They're a great defense. Not really. They
got great pass rushers, and it was hard to get a run game going against them. That's what he said.
You know, they do. But bottom line is that Norman is the shadow of what he used to be.
Right.
And the team does not really put a lot of fear into anybody. And us, you know, like we said, without having X and all that and still competing the way we did, I mean, it shows a lot of, you know, a lot of chutzpah, a lot of guts in that Dolphin team.
Right.
You know, that's what we got to keep seeing. And boy, we're right in the thick of it now with the two of them.
Yeah, when you're looking for positives, that's a great way to look at it is we fought, we keep fighting, we keep looking for improvements. When we see improvements, that's something to look forward to for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like, you know, Williams and Walton.
Yeah.
Sorry for the delay there.
Yeah, but I wrote in their notes the two
old
W's.
Man moment.
Yeah, the two W's, you know, I mean, these are just, you know, William Wilson. I mean, we're starting to get these guys. We're starting to build some pieces that hopefully will be important pieces going forward, you know, besides Howard.
Yeah, so at the risk of being repetitive, I think that so far the season, both the Browns and the 49ers are opposite good examples. Even the Colts are of the importance of the offensive line. right?
Well, the
because
Colts
everyone
dominated.
Predicted
yeah,
the Browns did. Were going to be great. They're going to the Super Bowl, or they're definitely in the playoffs, all this stuff this year because they have the quarterback and they have all these skilled players, a great running back, great receivers, blah, 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 a good tight end, all of that. But their struggle has been because of their offensive line. It's not good enough.
It's terrible.
Not, yeah. And so you can have all these great skill players and not win games if your offensive line can't, you know, give you the running backs the holes and give the quarterback the protection that they need to be successful. And the opposite example is the Colts and the 49ers, right?
49ers, I mean, that line looks
could you
incredible.
Even name the people on the 49ers? That you, because of fantasy, you'd say Breida, right? But then after that, who are the skilled champions on the 49ers?
Oh, they got a great tight end.
Great
they
tight
got
end.
A great tight end. And Coleman looks like the real thing at running back as well.
Well, he does now. Okay, but you know, how much of that is
but it's
Coleman
the
and Breida
line,
versus
offensive
the
line.
Offensive line? That's the point I'm trying to make. Offensive. And the same, I you know, that Luck retired was super bad timing this year because they finally have a great offensive line there.
Boy, and you know, Cleveland.
After all the years of getting the crap kicked out of them behind
by the way,
a bad
Cleveland
offensive
came
line.
Back,
well, they came out
week.
And they were stomping Seattle, and then Seattle came back and took the lead. Mm-hmm. Quite a game going on there up in the upper left-hand corner of our screen.
Yeah, it was really yep. good. It was a really good game. Well, you know, again, listen, this game played out kind of like what we expected, a tight game, and that Miami was going to give these guys, give the Tua Bowl a scare for those that were rooting for the tanking.
Even though we were close at halftime, mm-hmm. I really didn't have that feeling like it was going to end up being a close game, especially when we came out and just
the third quarter,
like
we
poo
laid an
in
egg.
The first quarter.
We laid an egg in the third quarter. Yeah. And we looked terrible, but that you know again, Fritz, that magic, fantastic.
Yep.
Let's see what happens next week. I got a really bad feeling about next week.
So now we're going against one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Yes, and with our offensive line, I think we're going to give up close unless these guys some great coaching. We're going to give up close to double digits.
Where I just refuse to make any predictions this week. If you want, I think we have the highest percentage chance of the year to put another goose egg on the scoreboard next mm-hmm. week. It's that bad.
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, and the Tua percentages now went up higher. I think we're probably going to be pushing close to 80% chances of landing the number one pick in the draft.
Always interesting to be studying that that math as the weird things of this season go on.
Well, I mean, it's
never been in this
man.
Position as a fan in my entire life.
It's
this
motivation.
Is weird.
It's the motivation for us to actually get a player that's gonna be one of those guys that's gonna be a you know a real game changer for us.
Yep.
You know, a face of a franchise. Because right now, who's the face of our team?
Exactly.
Zero.
Can't answer it.
Can't answer it. Right now we need that. So it's good. Listen, we got what we kind of, I guess, as many fans was hoping for today. And now it's time to move on to Buffalo. And I just hope that we make it competitive up there.
Yes, of course. I'm tired of the embarrassment. Having grown up in that area and been to that stadium so many times in my life.
Rough place to play.
It is.
Thank God it's not later in the season. Too,
yeah,
with the snow
in
and
the snow bowl with
they'll
the
be throwing
negative
snowballs
wind
at
chill
us and
factor
that.
And ugh.
Yeah, it's at least it's this time of year and well that's it. But listen, hey, great game. I mean, I think we all were at the edge of our seat, and now it's time Buffalo and Scott. This was a lot of fun. I mean, this was our mini Super Bowl. Now we may have Super Bowl Tua Bowl 2 in a few weeks. I think week 11 is it Cincinnati.
We play the Bengals on the 22nd of December, just before Christmas.
Second to last game, right?
Second to last game.
That's
yeah.
right.
So Bills next, then Steelers, and then Jets. I still think we could win one of those Jets games.
Well, if we're gonna win one game. We've all said that we'd love to see Gase crying in the sideline.
That would be.
You made a really bold prediction on that. You want to go on record on that? I like that.
Sure, sure. Let's put it on. I think that if we beat Gase when he comes to Miami,
or in New York, right?
We have less of a chance to beat them in New York than we have in Miami.
Come on, we've beaten them up there.
Okay. Of course we have.
Plenty
I know.
Of time.
All right. So my prediction was when they come to Miami,
And we get those ugly.
We win our one game.
Sorry,
of the season.
Scotty, hold on 1 second. We get those ugly Jet fans to turn on them, and that will be our the best, sweetest thing to see Gase get booed out of his own stadium. Okay, you were saying. Okay.
Yeah. So they come to, they come down to Miami. That's November 3rd.
Okay.
November 3rd.
A few weeks away.
Yeah, it's not that far away. Mm-hmm. And we win that game. That's our one win of the season.
Mm-hmm.
That Gase is fired before he gets off the plane on the way home.
Well, he gets fired as he's trying to get on the plane. Sir, you cannot get on the plane. You've been fired.
Yeah. You find your own ride home.
Yeah. Boy, that would be funny.
A first,
I mean, not
a
that
first
we,
season coach getting fired yeah, that early.
Not that we like to see anybody get fired, but, you know.
I don't mind seeing Gase get fired.
But Gase is such a schmuck, yeah.
He's a Jet, and yeah. He's a schmuck.
Yeah, total so, schmuck. Yeah. Okay, good. So, yeah, well, listen, this was fun. I mean, I wish we could do this more often. This was a blast. Miami.
Hey, as long as you're willing to come down here on a Sunday, yeah, we can do this more often.
We could escape and do this once in a while. But yeah. Great fun, Scotty. I mean, I can't. Let's hope next week we are competitive. Let's hope we give the Buffalo Bills a little bit of a run for their money. My gut feeling is it's going to be ugly, but
yeah.
let's just hope these guys keep growing.
I struggle to imagine us scoring on that defense.
New England had trouble moving the ball on them.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, let's worry about
thing.
Tonight.
Yeah, yeah. One more thing.
Yeah, tell me.
Have you got a fantasy tip for people following the Alex Sainz yeah. fantasy tips?
Yeah, well, definitely don't do anything with the Dolphin players. You know, actually, there's a sneaky bet here. I mean, Wilson keeps developing. He could be an interesting guy to, you know, especially in a PPR. If it ever gets to that, you know, it'd be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I bet he's pretty much unowned in leagues right now.
Oh, yeah, he would be 100%. Yeah. I mean, my 190, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, a
couple
you know,
of crazy Dolphins fans
I would
out there.
Say this year is more than any year I've ever seen. If you could trade and find one of these top defenses, it could make a big difference. I try to do it all weekend long,
mm-hmm.
you know, to try to get Buffalo. I hate to say it, but Buffalo yeah. is going to end the season. Buffalo has a cream puff schedule, the bunch of Jets and some, unfortunately, us twice.
Yep.
You know, I think, you know, if you look at it, that's the difference in this season. I've never seen defenses dominate like this year, especially this. I never thought it would all
San
the changes.
Francisco, Buffalo,
you know
New
how many
England.
Touchdowns New England has?
Defensive touchdowns?
Yes.
I don't know. Tell me.
More than us as an offense. They have 5.
Jeez.
5 special team defense type touchdowns. 5.
We have a total of 4 touchdowns now, right?
Yeah, they have more than us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. They have a lot more than the Jets, too, who have 2. I don't know. Have they, did the Jets score anything today?
Yeah, they're playing right now, right?
Yeah.
All right, so I will ask the guru, Alex Sainz, a fantasy question.
Okay.
Who? Oh, I didn't look at my bye weeks yet, but who do I start? I have 3 quarterbacks mm-hmm. in a 2-quarterback league. Who do I start next week? Mahomes, Wilson, or Allen?
I'm starting Allen, unfortunately. Yeah.
Over which one of those other 2?
I don't know. I got to see who they're playing. But it's pretty hard to sit Mahomes in any week.
Yeah.
And Wilson is rocking it.
Although, God, isn't it weird? KC has lost 2 home games in a row.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Yeah.
They were dominated on the ground.
And their offensive line is not looking too
not
hot.
Not too well. I mean, I think this, I really am concerned of Mahomes getting hurt this year.
No, that'd be terrible.
I would definitely hold on to those other 2 guys because, boy, I'm really concerned. Today I saw him get hit pretty hard a couple of times.
Yeah.
But I would definitely start Allen. I'm sorry. Allen for sure, and I wouldn't – whoever has the easier schedule, but, boy, Benji Mahone, I don't think I have the guts to do that.
Yeah.
It would have to be Wilson, the odd man's out. Boy, you're in a great position there, buddy.
I got good quarterbacks.
Yeah, you certainly do.
And a good matchup next week.
Yeah. Well, good luck on that. As
All
long
right.
as you're not playing
Thank
me.
Thank you, sir.
You got
yes.
it. Okay.
All right. Alex, All right, this has been a lot of fun.
A blast,
and
man.
I wouldn't mind doing this Sunday thing more often, especially next year when we're
actually
you know,
really,
on the upswing.
Yeah, we're starting the Dolphins' legitimate rebuild.
Yep.
The new dynasty.
Yep. This is the teardown year. Next
yep.
year is the buildup.
Amen.
The first step.
All right, buddy. It's a blast. It's been a great time.
Next week, our Dolphins travel to Buffalo to face the Buffalo Bills. Are you ready for war? Two Old Dolphins podcast is proud to be a member of the Dolphins Talk Podcast Network. In addition to our website at twooldolfans.com, iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play, we can also be found at dolphinstalk.com. You could reach out to us through our website and email address that's there, or find us on Twitter, where we're very active. We have an Instagram account that we post to occasionally, and a Facebook page, as well as, if Alex ever lives up to it, a presence on the FinHeaven message boards. We'd like to thank the band Tartanic for allowing us to use their music up to this point. We'll probably continue to use a little bit of the bagpipes and drums here and there. They're a great band. See them if you can. Henceforth, you're going to be hearing a lot of great rock and roll mixed in with the bumpers and some little intermissions here and there. Adelita's Way is a fantastic rock band. If you don't know who they are, look them up on Spotify or YouTube. Seriously, they are one of my favorite bands. Don't miss them live. They put on a great show.
Thank you for listening to Two Old Dolphins. Join us next week for more news, analysis, and old guy stories. Good night.
Go Dolphins!